Blackstone Audio presents East to the Dawn, The Life of Amelia Earhart, by Susan Butler. To my mother, Grace Liebman Breslauer. Preface. Like many young girls looking for a role model, I became interested in Amelia Earhart at an early age. After all, she was so appealing. She was courageous, glamorous, and mysterious. She was that rare bird, an American woman who had achieved fame and fortune by virtue of her own natural talents. She appealed to me for an additional personal reason as well. My mother was a pilot in the 1930s, when most people were still afraid to get into an airplane, much less fly one. Her parents bought an airplane and hired a pilot to fly them around. The pilot had a lot of downtime, and my mother, Grace Liebman, in her early 20s, wanted to fly. So he taught her. Before long, she was a pilot, had her own plane, an open cockpit Waco biplane, dark green with white trim, and was a member of the 99s, the women's flying organization of which Amelia Earhart was the most illustrious member. Flying out of the airport in Red Bank, New Jersey, my mother had a wonderful time doing what the early pilots did in those days, buzzing friends, flying under the bridges that link Manhattan with the rest of the world, and landing in cornfields, hayfields, and on beaches. Those were the days when there was something magical about flying. There was the incredible thrill of being in the air, the heady sense of accomplishing something people had been dreaming about at least since Icarus. For women, though, flying was something more. Still hemmed in by all sorts of restrictions, still valued for looks and decorative skills, still steered toward passive accomplishments, for women it was the ultimate escape. Total freedom, total mastery, no interference, total liberation. Women who became pilots won something additional along the way. Respect. Amelia Earhart was the looming absent genius of our household. When her name came up, it usually caused a reflective pause in the conversation. She was obviously so special. My mother had known her only slightly. I always wanted to know what kind of a person she was, why she was so famous, what kind of a life she really lived. I read Amelia's books and the books about her, but they didn't satisfy my curiosity. They just whetted my appetite. I decided to research her life and found out that not only was Amelia an amazing flyer, easily the greatest female pilot of her time, but that she was a person of judgment and integrity.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?